Well, it is good to be with you this morning. Mark asked me about a month ago if I was available on March 11th, and I looked at the calendar and I thought, yeah, there's nothing else on this date. And then after that, like a couple weeks after that, I realized that was Daylight Saving Day, and that was the worst day to go. I'm just kidding. It's fine. We did great this morning. And you all made it on time. That is wonderful. We all get gold stars for the day. And all the people that are asleep in bed or just realize that their clock was wrong, they don't get a gold star. And we won't bat an eye if you came in late at all. No judgment here. When I looked at the scripture, well, first of all, when Mark talked to me, he also said that he was doing a sermon series on superheroes. So I don't know if you're excited about it or it's not your cup of tea, but he offered me Wonder Woman. So, because obviously I'm the only woman that's going to be preaching during his sermon series, so that's what I took, and I'm kind of excited about it. Because I'd also just watched the new Wonder Woman movie that came out last year, sometime in June, I think. Anyway, I learned a lot about the scripture, and I'm excited to share a few words with you. Did you know that there are only 93 women who speak in the Bible? In all 66 books, there are only 93 women who speak. 45 of those are actually named. The rest of them were just called women or didn't have a name mentioned. It reached a total of 14,056 words collectively. That's roughly 1.1% of the total Bible is spoken by women. I didn't realize that. That's really low. That's really little. I think we need to up that a little bit. Because they're delivered by a variety of women, prominent queens, prophetesses, and different leaders in the Bible. Now, I'm not really going to go on a feminist rant. That's really not my style. Because I hope everyone here has respect and love and trust in women. And hopefully you know some strong and confident women. I really hope that you are even familiar with some of the most influential women in history. Maybe like Harriet Tubman, Mother Teresa, Rosa Parks, Susan B. Anthony, Marie Curie. But I'm here to talk about the scripture and the connections and parallels it has. When I read the scripture the first time, it kind of sounded like a Valentine's Day card, a little bit. Or a poem that someone wrote maybe as a gift, or maybe even as an apology to someone. But in a way, it's describing a person that is just a little bit too good to be true. There are many other people in the Bible that seem to be too good to be true. Mary, the mother of Jesus, Job, Moses, just to name a few. This writer, the writer of Proverbs 31, described in detail this virtuous Proverbs 31 person, this Wonder Woman and Mother Teresa all wrapped up into a single package. Has anyone else seen the Wonder Woman movie that came out? A couple people. But you probably know of Wonder Woman. She's been around since the early 1940s. Well, I saw it a couple weeks ago. And not long after that, I spoke with Mark. But I think it's okay if you haven't seen it. I'm not going to give away any spoilers, but I will share a couple of some views about it and not give away the ending. But I don't think it's really a spoiler that Wonder Woman gets it done. And she is amazing. She is strong, confident, powerful, smart, and fearless. Do you know anyone like that? Maybe a little bit. Maybe just some of these characteristics. Maybe they're like that on a good day. And they demonstrate some of them. But this Wonder Woman that we know was an icon for women in a time that women's jobs were just a little bit different. The character of Wonder Woman was written in 1941 when women played a different role in society than they do today. Wonder Woman, or Diana, is an Amazonian woman who lives on an island with her family and other Amazons, with other women. And they just spent their entire time training for what they would eventually have to defeat, the Greek god of Ares. She'd never seen a man before. So basically, not very realistic. I think we can conclude that right away. She has this goal of defeating Ares, and after that, everything will be fine. She has amazing strength, a powerful shield, this magic rope, and uses all of these to take down this bad guy. So you might be able to see where this scripture has parallels to this character. Because the scripture was also written in a time when women were needed to bear children, cook, clean, and that was about it. They were not allowed to own property, and they were not treated with the same equality that we're at least getting close to today. Which kind of goes to show the list of descriptions is even more unrealistic. But we do need to look at the one instructive language in the poem that is directed towards its audience. Praise for all her hands have done. Praise her for all her hands have done. This poem, this scripture, is the subject of a 22-line poem found in the last chapter of the book of Proverbs. The woman of noble character is meant to be a tangible expression of the book's celebrated virtue and wisdom. The author is basically showing us that wisdom looks like in action. This poem is packed with hyperbolic, militaristic imagery. This poem is an acrostic, so the first word of each verse begins with a letter from the Hebrew alphabet, in order. This communicates a sense of totality as the poet praises the everyday achievements of an upper-class Jewish wife, a woman who keeps her household functioning day and night by buying, trading, investing, planting, sewing, spindling, managing servants, extending charity, and providing food for the family. Like any good poem, the purpose of this one is to draw attention to the often overlooked glory of the everyday. As a poem, Proverbs 31 should not be interpreted prescriptively as a job description for all women. Its purpose is to celebrate wisdom in action, not to instruct women everywhere to get married, have children, or take up sewing. That is not the goal. The goal is to live out your calling, to be the best that you can be. This discovery has led us to declare women of valor. Valor isn't what you do, but how you do it. If you are a stay-at-home mom, be a stay-at-home mom of valor. If you are a nurse, be a nurse of valor. If you are a CEO, a pastor, a barista at Starbucks, retired, a grandparent, whatever it may be, if you are rich or poor, single or married, do it all with valor. Do it the best that you can do. Be the best that you can be. That's what makes you a Proverbs 31, not creating a life worthy of being the most creative or artsy. I'm sorry to burst your bubble, but Wonder Woman is not real. As my husband said last night, she's just too good to be true. Her life is not even a little bit realistic. It's a fun story of powerful women, bravery, and strength. There are many women that are real, that exude valor in so many ways. If you know one, tell them. Tell them you have respect for them. If they're no longer with us, they probably know, because you're sharing their story. Share their life with others and their messages. I know I have several. One of them, actually, I have a pair of pseudo-grandparents. I didn't have grandparents that were in my life regularly, but I had a couple, Shirley and Phil, that were my favorite people. I used to call them that they were my favorite people in the world. I had my birthday parties at their house every year because they had a pool in their backyard. They knew that I hated green beans and what my favorite foods were, and they would slip me some money when I came home from college. I went to their house after having oral surgery, and Shirley took care of me. And it's them who I think of now when I have fond memories of grandparents, wishing my children could know them as well as I did. But that's what is most important. That's what we should share these stories. Share these stories with other people of this valor, these respects, this those that we love. I have no doubt that everyone has someone in their life that they have this respect for. And if you aren't one, don't have one, you probably are one. Proverbs 31 provides a fun way to celebrate all those daily acts of faithfulness exhibited by these women in our lives, these women of valor. And if you need some reference, you can look in the Bible and turn to Sarah, Deborah, Esther, Mary Magdalene, Mary of Bethany, Mary of Nazareth, Martha, the Apostle Junia, Priscilla, Phoebe, and Tabitha. And you can turn to those living our lives of valor in your life and around the world who are bringing their unique gifts, insights, passions, and callings to bring hope and healing to the world. Because we need these strong voices, these strong voices of men, women, all shapes, sizes, in all professions. I encourage us all to be all that you can be. Be the best that you can be. Will you pray with me? God of love and mercy, we give thanks for these words of scripture that are reassuring on the days that we love to hear your celebratory words of valor. We give thanks for the reassuring words and the witnesses that we are surrounded by daily. We give thanks for all the people in our lives, both women and men, and that exude these traits in our world. In your holy name we pray. Amen.